Driving into the picturesque town of Rochester on a relatively calm summer day in late August, it can be easy to forget that driving into this little town 5 years ago around the same time would have been impossible. But the people who were there 5 years ago will never forget the steady and relentless rain brought on by Tropical Storm Irene. The storm overflowed riverbanks, made roads all but impassable, and effectively cut the town of Rochester off from the rest of Vermont. For the Graham Frock family, Irene cut their very home out from under them, reducing it to a collapsed, misshapen pile of wood and concrete, its foundation overwhelmed by what had been a small nearby brook that Irene turned into a house-leveling force of nature. In the months and years that followed, John and Beth Graham Frock shared their story with us. The family of four struggled financially. It took nearly 3 years to work out a deal with their bank and get out from under a mortgage on a house that Irene had totally destroyed. The family eventually moved their few remaining belongings into a home that John bought from his sister. As we approach this fifth-year anniversary of Tropical Storm Irene, John and Beth are graciously sharing their time and story again as I revisited the town they still call home. Our reunion took place after a short walk I took with John down South Main Street to the Rochester Cafe, where Beth Graham Frock took a break from her late morning shift to sit down with her husband and talk about how their family is doing now, 5 years after Irene.
Okay, to park over there.
Oh, yeah.
That's my car right there, yeah. And here we are at the Rochester Cafe. Just a few folks milling about. Is this okay right here?
Yeah, this should be great.
Great. So, John and Beth, great to see you again. 5 years since Irene took your house, and I want to start by asking about how much do you still think about that day? Do you think about it more when things like this anniversary rolls around, or is it still in your minds on a daily basis?
It's definitely still on our minds on a daily, or mine anyway, on a daily basis, and even more this time of year.
Why is that? Because
because there's always press about it. There's always, you know, somebody's always doing something. You see articles in the newspaper and on TV, and it just starts like a, you know, 10 days before. So you know, you can't help it.
And here we come along asking you once again. But we have been thinking about you and wanting to know about how things may have changed in the intervening 5 years. John, for people who may be coming to this story that have, you know, not been in Vermont before, may not have heard what happened, if you don't mind, take us back to that day, just a couple of days from now when we're speaking, 5 years ago. The house started to fall. You were inside. What happened?
Well, we knew the house was going to go, but we didn't. Obviously, I didn't think it was imminent, and we'd gone back in to get the cats. And last cat, we just couldn't find him, and all of a sudden he popped out of nowhere. Beth couldn't even get him into the cat carrier. She just, like, flattened him to her chest and went running out. And I was on her heels, and I looked over, and I saw this bag that I put together, all our insurance papers, passports, all of that stuff. And it was in this big chair that we had in the living room. So I leaned over to pick it up, and all of a sudden, you know, there's, like, gunshots, the beams breaking, and the house just fell over. And luckily, this bookcase that had been in the hall had fallen at an angle and hit the brick wall that was by the fireplace, so it provided a ceiling that kept all the rubble from burying me. But I still thought this was it, because I could feel the water coming up. But I didn't panic. It was like I just sort of accepted it, and then it's like this, you know, interior voice just said, you know, you got to get out of your coat, it's stuck. Our neighbor's this guy Sean was there outside, and he was, you know, asking if I was all right, and that was allowed me to orient myself so that I could crawl up the hallway and get out. And then when I got to the door, he was there, and he pulled me out the rest of the way. But it was pretty intense.
I should say so. Pretty intense indeed. So, you know, when Sunday rolls around, it's going to be the five-year anniversary since then. What have you guys done in the intervening years? It's so weird to say, do you mark the day? Do you do anything different? Do you stop, pause, reflect? Do you walk by where the house used to be? What is Sunday going to be like for you?
I don't know. I don't know. Do we go to the house? We still go over there.
Yeah, we'll go over there.
We still walk over there. Some days I'm just like, I'm going to just go over, walk over to the old house where the house isn't there anymore. But that is what we say. I don't. We haven't done that as a on an anniversary, going over to the house. But I don't know. I just kind of try to block it. Actually, honestly.
And this year the town is putting on a 5-year anniversary to celebrate the volunteerism that was also a huge part of the aftermath of Irene, when everybody in the town came together. So they're going to have a potluck and pig roast and a number of things in the park. And we're sort of, I think it's great, but at the same time, it's like, well, I don't know how I'm going to feel, if it's going to bring up unpleasant memories, or if I can just, enjoy it.
So. Because, our town, they were amazing, and they deserve to celebrate what they did. They totally deserve that, and I think it's great that they're doing it. But I don't know. We don't know how we're going to feel on that day. We've been saying that for a couple of weeks now.
I guess you were lucky in the sense, John, as you just told the story, you didn't get hurt that day. Obviously, you didn't lose your life. I mean, things could have gone a lot worse. Do you feel somewhat lucky, too, in the fact that this did happen in Rochester? The people here, this is such a small town. I mean, you can drive through it in less than a minute. What has it been like to have the kind of support that you've had here in this community?
Oh, I think that's, it would have been a totally different experience if we hadn't had that, ongoing support from the very start. It's like the people that showed up to just help us salvage what we could out of the wreckage. I mean, there was quite a bit. And in a way, it was lucky we were blocked off from the rest of the world, because the emergency management people couldn't get down and quarantine the house, which they did as soon as they got there.
I don't think I've ever heard that before. So you're saying that because the house wasn't quarantined right away, you were able to get volunteers to help get things out and get stuff that you would have lost otherwise?
Oh, yeah. That was huge, too. I mean, just to be able to save something.
And that was part of the town organized that and put groups together and said, who wants to do this, go down to the Crowleys and help them get up, because their house was not totally destroyed, but it was filled with mud. People just, they sent them down there, and they just worked and worked and worked. It was amazing. It was what got done in a short period of time, just by, somebody sort of taking the lead and just rallying everybody, and people were willing. They were so willing. It was incredible.
You guys had so many early struggles, especially in the months and the years after the storm, really. Financial troubles with the bank. You were paying a mortgage on a house that no longer existed. We went through all of that. Have you found yourselves on better financial footing since then? Or are you able to weather that storm, so to speak?
Yes, I think so. We own the house, so we don't have a mortgage anymore. I don't know. What do you think?
I still, we both still work extra jobs. It cost so much, it took so many of our assets away, that in order to get back to where we were, it's not like the first year when I was basically working all the time. I had my own job, then I worked for a catering company, and I was just like anything I could do just to, get the money we needed just to stay afloat. And that's kind of took a toll, because I really never got to process what was going on inside emotionally from the whole thing, because I was just going flat out, just trying to, keep afloat financially. So it sort of had a delayed reaction. And I was finally able to kick back a little and say, oh, this is great. But then, you start, all the stuff that you've been pushing back just comes out.
And finally, just how are you guys doing 5 years after? I mean, how are you?
Well, I'm feeling better than I did then, definitely. And, I'm keeping busy. I feel good about the way things are going. I've been busy with work, but I'm also writing and doing things. I've had stuff published. I'm doing a talk in Seattle in a couple of weeks. So, stuff going on that keeps me inspired and active.
And Beth?
Yeah, I'm doing all right. Just all right. Not great, not terrible. I had to close my business, which was because I couldn't, like John's saying, like my creative energy was gone. But it's like I am starting to try and get that back now. I've been thinking about it a lot, especially lately, just like, okay, go back there to that place, find that spot again. So I'm trying.